Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is another day, a good day, a great day that the Lord God Himself has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Margaret Lee welcoming you to another session with A Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray. Prayer first. Amen. What a wonderful day and a wonderful time and a appointed hour for us to come together and just give God glory and bless His name. And I do pray that there will be some nuggets that will take you the rest of the week. Hallelujah. And not get too busy to forget about the love of God and the reason for this declared season. Praise the Lord. Glory. I pray you had a wonderful week on last week, and I pray you had a mighty, mighty life-changing worship service on your designated worship day. God is good all the time. He is forever good. He is the everlasting God, the only true and wise God. He is the sovereign Lord, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Besides Him, there is none other. He is the self-sustaining one. Glory be to His name. Hallelujah. There is no doubt about who He is. He is the one that said, "Let there be," and my God, it was so. Hallelujah. Then in the conclusion of the creations, He said, "And it is good." Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And we were created to worship Him. We were created to commune with Him. Shambakodea. We were created to give Him glory. So we bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. Hallelujah. Great God Almighty. Great is our God. Mighty is our King. Sovereign Lord. Ah, the earth is yours and they that dwell therein. It is you who created the earth and placed us on it. It is you, Almighty God, who breathed the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We give you glory this morning, Father. We bless your name. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for having our minds on you this morning and allowing us to follow through. Hallelujah. It is you, Almighty God, that enable us to get up and be about the daily occupation. It is you who provided the jobs. It is you who provided the meals. It is you and you alone. Almighty God, it is you who close doors that no man can open. It is you, Almighty God, who can open a door that no man can shut. It is you who is the giver and the receiver of life. It is you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is you and you alone, Almighty God, that save, set free, and deliver. It is you. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It is you that draw us to you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, we welcome you, Holy Ghost, in this day, in this time, in this moment. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for your most holy presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Just want to say thank you for forgiving us from all unrighteousness and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thanking you that this day we know that we can lean on you and we can depend on you. Hallelujah. We can lean on you, Jesus. Ah, the songwriter wrote, Jesus said, "You can lean on me and I won't let you fall." Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, and we thank you for the manifestation of it. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for provisions. We thank you for protection. Almighty God, we thank you. Glory, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for protecting the children as they go to and forth in school and on their way to school, on their way home, even in the schools. We ask that you touch the teachers, the principals, all those who are in charge of the students, Almighty God, the bus drivers, keep them alert, Almighty God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Those who are having procedures done, we thank you for giving them peace of mind. Hallelujah. Thank you for speedy recovery. Thank you for giving those who are performing the procedure a sharp mind. Hallelujah. Clear, Almighty God. Guide their hands, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those who are on the roads and traveling this morning, we ask that you grant them traveling mercy, merciful Father. Meet each one at their point of need, glorious God. Oh, that they all, we all bring you glory. We pray that this morning and the rest of this our lives, Almighty God, that we, one day at a time, glorify your name in our walk. That we don't bring this honor, but we bring honor to you in your most holy name. We bless you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. We thank the Lord for healing. We thank the Lord for hearing us. We thank the Lord for deliverance. We thank the Lord for protection. We thank the Lord for guidance, direction, all our steps in your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Almighty God, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Praise your name, Almighty God. You are a rock. Our shield of defense, Almighty God, our safe hiding place, our refuge. Yes, you are. Almighty God, you bring peace to our living soul. Yes, you do. Thank you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. You breathe on your people. Almighty God, you cover your people, and we thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. You make the crooked way straight. You bring moisture and water into dry places. That which thought to be dead, you bring alive. Ah, your bosalada, oh, your wisdom, Almighty God, unconvincible with man. Hallelujah, bless your name. You created us. We not created you. Hallelujah. No, we did not create you. We can't order you, but you can order and guide and direct us. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. You're just sweet. You're sweeter than the honeycomb. Your majesty on high. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Bless your wonderful name. Holy Ghost, have your way this morning. Sweet, 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 sweet presence of the living God. Oh, rest and abide with your people this morning. Oh, glorious God. Miracles, miracles, supernatural power, Almighty God. Touch, touch, breathe, Almighty God, so people shall have peace, daily walk with thee. Hallelujah. Well, we'll do as we always do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. pray that the words of the living God will reside in your spirit, and you'll see what you need to do, what we need to do for the kingdom as children of the Most High God. We need to think about it. And as God reveals the power that he has given us to do good and to glorify his name, that we'll walk in it as mature children, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, holy boldness, walking in the authority that God has given us, not to show off, not to brag, not to boast. Somebody will say, God, no, but to give God glory and be a light unto this world, a world of darkness, not imitating this world, but imitating our Father, our God, and our King. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14 read as such. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Glory. Hallelujah. There's something for us to do. God didn't intend for us to be lazy, trifling, and complacent. We can pray and he'll hear us and he'll heal the land. He'll forgive our sins. We can turn from our wicked ways. We can make a difference in the land. Hallelujah. Take your authority. Live for God, hallelujah, according to his plan and according to his will, hallelujah. 1 Psalm 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft which the wind driveth away. We'll do Psalms. We're reading Psalms 123. Starting at the first verse. Unto thee lift I my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their master, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorching of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Psalms 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside
unto their crooked ways. The Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for his word. His word is good. Hallelujah. It's fulfilling, it's satisfying to the weary. Hallelujah. And to those who are so happy, everything they ever thought they wanted or need, they have. And we thank God for that. We thank God. For there's a time and a season for everything. Hallelujah. So we'll rejoice with those who are rejoicing, and we'll moan with those who are mourning. Hallelujah. For we know that all things work together for the good. And you know the rest of that verse. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. For I know the thoughts, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, the Lord. And I will turn away the captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place hence I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. I love that verse, these particular verses. I know who God is talking to, but he says to his people, applies to his children, that he knows the thoughts he has for us. And that's just not some, but all. But he wants us to seek him with all our heart. And if we seek him, we'll find him. No hidden agendas, because we know that God, our Father, knows the very thoughts of man. He knows your words, knows what you mean. He knows when you're sincere. Your heart, and we'll find him, and he will answer us when we call. Hallelujah. He loves us. It's just amazing when you stop and think just how much you are loved. A lot of times, especially times that this, that we're embarking on, you want to feel lonely, and some want to feel, some have friends and family. And we still, because it's just that one thing that we don't have. But be grateful for what you do have. For what you do have. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God. It could be different. There's someone who would think if they would have what you had, they couldn't even think beyond that. But think about this. Have I pleased my Father? And I'm talking about your Heavenly Father. Have I been pleasing in his sight? Or have I just been complaining? Just stop. Raise your hand to heaven and bless him. Repent. Bless him. And thank him for what you have. Ask him to turn our eyes so we can see who we can help, who we can give an encouraging word. Ask him to use us to encourage someone else.
Hallelujah. We are our brother's keepers. There are people with plastic smiles on their face and their hearts are crushing, has been crushed. Ah. Well, I didn't know. No, you didn't stop to think, to ask God to give you a word that could be life-changing for someone else. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God is good. And don't worry about who loves you and who don't love you. Just you love. Ah, for your Father, our Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Ah, glory be to your name, Almighty God. What? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor the Lord. We honor the Lord. And those who may be, who may find themselves in various situations, trust God. He knows where we are. He does. He knows where we are. Thank you for his peace, his direction, his guidance, and his joy. Joy comes in the morning, the scripture says. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. To read Proverbs 2. Well, we're going to start at the first verse. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cried after knowledge, and lifted up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, for her as for hid treasure, then shall thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Six. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. God is good. Proverbs 2:20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for his mercy and for his grace and for his kindness and for his word. Hallelujah. And for his word. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We're going to go to the New Testament, John, the 15th chapter, and it's in red. So hear ye the words of the Master. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth
more faith. Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll do sin. If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Wherein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is with the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word. And as we listen and as we go back and read and meditate on the word and pray as we ask the Holy Ghost to give us understanding and revelation, knowledge of the word. Open our eyes to what is being said and how to apply it to our lives today. Just because it's 2018 doesn't mean that God has changed. It is God who made everything. And he knew that 2018 would be here. And he knew about the cell phones, the computers. He knew nothing. Nothing new to him or a surprise to him. He is the one that allowed this to take place. So remember that. Now until we meet again, here is what I'd like to leave you with. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' mighty name, go in peace, in love, go in confidence that God is with you. He is smiling over you. Give him glory. Bless his name. Hallelujah. And we praise him for the witness and for the testimony that he will give us to how he moves, how he protects, how he rules and super rules in our lives. Glory be to God. There is none in heaven nor in earth like our God. We can depend on it and our faith look up to him. Knowing no weapon formed against us shall prosper. What a wonderful God we serve. The joy of our God is our strength. Our peace, hallelujah. He loves us and we love him. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my command. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. O my soul, at all that is within me. This is Pastor Margaret Lee, a Remnant Ministries daughter of the God called to pray. Prayer for hallelujah. Until the next time, the appointed time that the Almighty God has set, we will meet again. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy, go in confidence that God loves you and he is with you right in the middle of every situation. Love you. God bless.